Right, without further ado, I've got two young ladies with me in the studio. Sorry, guys, they're with me. And from the Chapter Theatre Company, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
My name's Laura McKellar, and I'm originally from London.
And hello, Lionheart. My name is Orla Mullen, and I'm originally from County Derry, Northern Ireland. And we are here from Chapter House Theatre Company. It's a Lincoln-based theatre company, and we specialise in open-air theatre, and that's what we're here to talk about today.
So whose characters do you two play then?
Well, I'm playing, in The Midsummer Night's Dream, I'm playing Titania and Hippolyta, which are two fantastic characters. And in Centre Sensibility, I'm playing Mrs. Dashwood, the mum, and Mrs. Jennings, who is the mother-in-law to their cousin, and she's quite an interfering lady. Mrs. Jennings is a comedy character, so I sort of jump between the two.
A very good, a very young-looking mum, I must say.
Yes. My acting skills.
Laura and I have got, we definitely got the older bunch of the characters. I don't know what the casting people are trying to say.
I don't know what they're trying to say, Laura. Yeah. Do worry.
In Midsummer, I play Quince, usually played by a man, but I am embracing the female Quince. Quince is the head of the Mechanicals. The Mechanicals are the comedy aspect of Midsummer Night's Dream, and they're the amateur theatre company, and Quince is in charge, trying to keep bottom under control 90% of the time. And I also play Peas Blossom the Fairy. And in Sense and Sensibility, my characters are endless.
Yes.
Great parts. So how many people are actually in the cast then?
There's a company of nine.
I was going to say, when you see you're playing so many in one, it must be charge behind and whatever it is, popper stickers and straight out the other
there's,
side.
There's a lot of quick changes.
A lot of very quick changes.
They are very, very quick, some of them. And literally, I run behind the set, put a red jacket on and run back again. And then one of the boys literally has to go and change his outfit. So it is very quick, but we've got them down now. I think the audience sometimes go, ooh, what's happening? You know, because they'll see one character come on and come straight on. So we're very good. I think everyone doubles up except for the two leads. The two girls, Marianne and Eleanor
Dashwood,
because that would be a lot for them to do.
So how did you guys get involved then?
We both trained at different drama schools. I've been graduated about 6 years, so I've been acting for about 6 years professionally. And like Laura, we auditioned, we responded to a notice on casting, and we both auditioned, and here we are, lucky us, we got the job.
This is my first professional job, really, my biggest job I've had since graduating 2009, so I'm so happy to get it, and especially the two plays, which are, I love Sense and Sensibility and Midsummer Night's Dream, and Sense and Sensibility doesn't always get done a lot, so it's really nice to be doing it. So
Did you go to RADA at all? Was it RADA?
I went to the Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts, LIPA, which is Paul McCartney's school in Liverpool.
I went to a school called the Poor School, which is in King's Cross in London. It has a bit of a funny name, but it's an independent small drama school in London, so I went there for 2 years.
Near the Cross.
The King's Cross.
Near the Cross.
Near the King's Cross. On Pensable Road.
Yes. For all the right reasons I was based up there. So you're touring on. How long does the season actually run for there?
The season is 4 months. We had a month's rehearsal in May, and we tour from June until the end of September. And we're in the UK until the 17th of September, I believe. And we get a nice finisher. We finish at the Jane Austen Festival in Bath, and then we take it to Cyprus for a week and a half. It's a good 4 month run, basically the whole summer season.
Whole summer.
And it's open air venues across the UK and Ireland.
But we also, there are two other shows running as well, Cranford and Taming of the Shrew, and they're going to be nearby as well.
So it's a different group of actors. It's still with Chapter House Theatre Company, so they're another touring group which are out at the minute. And they, I believe, Taming of the Shrew is going to Gibside Landscape Park in Gateshead. And Cranford is going to Belsey Hall as well. So there's plenty of choice this summer from Chapter House. And we also have a children's show out, Snow White. I'm not sure 100% if it's in this vicinity, but it is touring the UK as well. So you might come across it somewhere.
So Cyprus, whereabouts is Cyprus going? Is it Paphos?
It's Northern Cyprus.
Northern Cyprus.
The Turkish. What was the Turkish?
So that's going to be a lovely ending.
No rain, hopefully, there.
We probably won't quite have the same weather issues as we do over here.
I see you was in the Museum Gardens at York.
We go there. We go there in September. Yeah, which will be lovely. Yeah, York's a beautiful place.
Yeah. Well, I've been to a couple there in York when I lived in York, but not for a long time, must admit. But do you find that where you're actually holding the play because of the sound, everything, does it affect how it comes across? I mean, some like the amphitheatres, which were some were built specifically, weren't they, for outdoor, so you get
We adapt. I think we've learned to adapt to each venue, because some you have the sort of background to bounce off. So yesterday when we were at the venue yesterday, it was bouncing off, so it was echoing, which was amazing. So some of the scenes, but we just learned to adapt, really, and we've all learned to sort of project and use our diaphragm, and
so it's a rehearsals and just get an idea of what the acoustics is like. Is that
try when we get there just to get a feel
just
for
to
the
get
place.
A feel for
the,
I think the big thing, first thing we look for is if we're surrounded by trees or a building of some form, generally the noise will bounce, you know. So, and then we do a little test, you know, we kind of walk back and say a few lines, can you hear us, you know, and we'll sort of see how far back, and you gauge that with the numbers for that evening and go forward accordingly. So
so this is your first season then with the Chapter House?
Yes. It's mine as well. Yeah. I mean, they're a very loyal company. They tend to, you know, bring actors back and where possible, if they suit cast in, they rehire again for the next season. They do a Christmas season. I know that their aim in the future now is to have they're basically intending to run the whole year. Which is amazing, really, for open air theatre. That's pretty
fantastic.
Impressive.
Yeah.
So Cyprus, and then what?
Well, we finish up. It'll be the end of September. We're all back into the world of acting, the crazy world of acting. And then for most people, I think it'll be the Christmas season. Will be the next sort of plot of work. I will be doing pantomime in Derry City at home, which will be lovely.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward that, because it's basically just so I can go home and get looked after for a couple of months.
Have you washing done?
Washing done. That's right. It's a lovely time to be. I think Christmas time is a great time to be in work, because there's such a brilliant atmosphere among everyone.
I'm moving to America actually at the end of this tour, which will be interesting. Moving to New York for a couple of years. But I will be back and forward quite a lot. I'm trying to keep links here in the UK, so I'm looking to sort of carry on working here, but I'm moving out to New York just to try the scene there. And
we're all very jealous.
Yeah, I get work there.
Me too. Oh yes, I love the state.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to it, and being in Manhattan and New York, and just trying out the scene there. So,
so you're touring, but is there other parts of the Chaps House company touring?
Yes,
in different places?
There's another group of, I think there are 9 or 10 in their cast as well, they are touring with Cranford and the team of the Shrew. So they are in the vicinity, at Gibside Landscape Park at Gateshead on the 11th of August at 7 p.m. and they'll be performing Cranford on the 13th of August at 7:30 in Belsey Hall. And as I said, Snow White is touring as well, as children's show.
And they're fantastic. I mean, all the cast,
their group
is great, and Tammy, I saw some of their rehearsals, and Cranford, they're just wonderful, they're so funny, and Cranford's great, and it's all these old ladies together in a village, and it's just, they've just created it so well, and they're brilliant, and the Taming of the Shrew as well is hysterically funny, and it's really, again, it's like Midsummer,
very popular Shakespeare,
very popular. Okay. So they're at the moment, they're in Ireland, I think, at the moment.
I think they just come back, and then we hit there, and God help Ireland.
<They'll be there>.
Yeah, because Shakespeare can be quite heavy, can't it? Certain plays.
Yes, it can, and I think that's why. I mean, most years Chapter House have done a version of Midsummer Night's Dream purely because it's so popular, and it's slightly lighter. It's you know, obviously some of them you don't want to be sitting, you know, in the middle of a very depressing Shakespeare in the rain.
No.
So if for the summertime, it's just the perfect setting and the perfect show really to do. And the great thing about them is that each of their version is so different, you know, so it's not like every year you're going to go back and watch the exact same production, because they've different actors, different directors, they see different things in it, and you know, each time they get we've got such great reviews and very well received so far. So
different time periods as well, isn't it? I mean,
exactly.
Because they did it in the 20s when Midsummer Night's Dream based it, then we're doing a very, very classical, so it's Elizabethan, so we've got all the clothes, we've got these beautiful dresses that we wear, and they're trying to keep it very traditional, especially because we're going to Cyprus and we want to keep it very traditional in Cyprus, to bring that over to them. And so it's a wonderful production this year, because it is very traditional. It's going back to the sort of
the roots, yeah,
the
of,
roots
really,
of but then they've just got the directors are very good at getting the comedy out of everything, and I think that really helps an open air theatre. So they don't pick very dark, depressing plays, but very like Taming the Shrew is hysterically funny, and it really is. I mean, it's
And I mean, I think as well, the big pull for Midsommar as well is obviously the play within the play. Because the actors, the amateur actors, you see the build up to them rehearsing their play, and then they actually perform the play of Pyramus and Thisbe. And you know, even just the comedy of a man dressed up as a woman, I mean, it's never gets old, really. You know, and they've really, it's been so well, it's so well staged, and the response that we've got, so that angle of it is very appealing to audiences because it's so entertaining, because really they're quite diabolical, they're awful, you know, they're not good actors at all, and you know, we're performing being bad, you know, actors, and they find the audiences find that quite amusing. So I mean, last night we were at Harewood House in Leeds, and it was probably the worst weather in terms of rain that I've ever seen in this country. Like, it was really quite bad, and we really hummed and hawed, and we thought, oh my god, no one's going to show up and this and that, and the next thing, the queue was a mile outside of Harewood. You know, we had about 300 pre-sales, a lot of people, like so many people showed up, and it did rain during the show and nobody left, and it was great. It was great atmosphere, and if anything, it gets people more riled up. They really will you on to go on, you know.
They're wonderful. I love our audiences. I think we've had the very most dedicated, amazing audiences, and we're so appreciative of them, and they do turn up, and they literally get the cagoules on, and they just they're amazing. And and the essay was great, and I think with great thing about Midsommar, when it rains, it actually adds to the atmosphere.
The atmosphere, yeah,
and it gets really magical, and especially as Titania, because I talk a lot about the weather, and me I'm arguing a lot of Oberon and how the weather's being, you know, a result of the weather is we're arguments making the weather go bad, and it kind of works really well. You feel very powerful controlling the weather, but
so, and of course, it provides a lot of comedy as well, because a lot of discussion in Jane Austen's time about how the weather is, you know, and we say, oh, what a beautiful day, and of course we're being tipped on by rain, so it actually adds a lot of comedy from the audience's point of view. Oh, what a beautiful day! And it's awful, it's actually, you know. So they appreciate the humour, the underlying humour.
The English infatuation with the weather.
We love the weather. Definitely.
Well, thank you very much for coming along.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yes. I do wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
And successful rest of the tour.
Thank you.
And in Ireland and across in Cyprus. Ah, yes, Cyprus. You back in Ireland for Christmas and onwards. And you got yourself in New York.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
So, but, you know, I hope she'll remember us when she's a Broadway star.
Will.
And, you know,
sure she will.
And across in Hollywood.
I hope so.
Hollywood.
I'm going to be banging her door down.
I know. This one should be coming to see me.
I really want to live there as well.
A couple of years' time, we'll be going to Hollywood and Street of the
hoping.
Stars, won't we?
Naming
Laura McKellar.
We can, like, put our handprints in. No, we can only dream. We can only dream here at Lionheart.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.